Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this wonderful day, the eighth day of the month of September, year 2021. Let's begin to appreciate the Lord for giving us opportunity to see another beautiful day in His presence. It can only be God. His protection upon our life is great. His mercy is wonderful. Appreciate Him and worship Him. Appreciate Him and lift Him up. Appreciate Him and give Him glory. Thank you, the Lord. Thank Him. Bless His name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship His holy name. Our God is mighty. Our God is superb. Our God is awesome. He is an everlasting God. He is the Almighty. He never fails. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Just begin to appreciate Him. Thank you for keeping your life. Thank you for His protection upon you and your family. Appreciate His wonders. Appreciate His love. Appreciate His grace over your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Every evil gate standing between you and your next level shall be lifted away today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every door that the enemy had closed against you, good door, God, door of breakthrough, door of testimony, doors of manifestation of breakthrough, door of wonders, doors of new level. I command all the doors of financial blessing to be opened unto you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, we started having a lecture on dealing with blockages at the edge of miracles. Dealing with blockages at the edge of miracles. And when we are refining, when we are making a reference to a blockage at the edge of miracles, we are talking about some certain powers that come and appear to us when miracles are closer, when breakthroughs are closer. These powers are to make miracles to get out of our hands. These powers are to make success to slip out of our hand. These powers, their assignment is to torment someone and make it impossible for that person to get the breakthroughs. These powers, they are to make that fellow to be almost there, but never get there. These powers, they are terrible power. They are near success syndrome powers. They are power that will lay and obstruct a person when he's about to get a breakthrough. And I've given you about 12 of them. Then I said that there are four bondages that must be broken completely before you can conquer this kind of powers. Number one bondage is the bondage of family evil covenant, Family evil covenant is a covenant in the family that has been there generation before you were born, and that covenant is binding on you as a child, binding on you as also a member of that family. It is your duty to aggressively break any hidden family covenant that you know or you don't know. The other one, like I told you, that must be broken also from somebody to get out and move forward is the family evil altar. Altars in the family where all the children have been dedicated to. Altars in the family that children of born have been dedicated to. The Almighty God instructed Gideon, for you to conquer your enemy, for you to live a victorious life, you must pull down the altar of your father's house in Judges chapter 6. That altar must be pulled down through prayers. It must be destroyed. The third one is ancestral powers. Powers in your family lines that always stand against someone at the edge of breakthrough. When somebody is moving closer to that breakthrough, he will have a dream. And in that dream, he begins to see some revelations. Some revelations in that dream will reveal to him that this particular thing is about to happen because of these ancestral powers. Listen to me very well. When you are having these seven dreams, it's a sign that you are under this bondage. You are under this bondage that we have mentioned, whether the bondage of family because of bondage of ancestral powers. When you are finding yourself always walking barefooted, when a breakthrough is about to come, you see a breakthrough is about to come now, you have written an exam, you are waiting for the result, you have attended an interview, you are waiting for results, you have been there for a contract, you are waiting for the approval, you have submitted your document, you are waiting for the government to reply, you are expecting a particular financial breakthrough, and you have this kind of dreams. These dreams, they are anchored by these powers. When you find yourself walking barefooted, it's showing you that that thing you are expecting has been terminated spiritually, that you must pray to reinstate it before it becomes a physical thing. Number two, if you find out you are having it, you see yourself writing an exam and you could not write the exam, you could not finish the exam, the Bible could not write, or the question paper was stolen from you, it is a sign. These dreams are wired by these powers. When they bring this dream to you, they are showing you that the expectation that is about to be realized is being designed to be cut off. It is your duty to break and destroy that dream before the next day so that it will not come to pass. Every dream that is brought to you has never come to the realm of the physical. It is done in the realm of the spiritual. If you don't know what to do, it will come to physical realm. Between the spiritual and physical realm, you can terminate the dream. You can cancel the dream. You can withdraw the dream. You can set the dream ablaze. You can fire the arrow back to the sender, and it will not come to the physical. Three, if you find yourself that you have sex when that breakthrough is closed, it has terminated it. Sex is a covenant, and it's a covenant making you to know or revealing to you that the breakthrough you are expecting, you had a covenant not to have it, and that is what has happened. Four, if you see that you are being fed in the dream, when the breakthrough is getting closer, it is also a covenant. It's a covenant inside of you. It can be family covenant. It can be a wire from evil water. It can be an assignment of ancestral power. That is, these are dreams that are very dangerous. Five, when you notice that your hair is shaved, your head is bald in that dream, it's also a sign that what you are about to get, what you are about to see, it could not come up. Six, when you notice that you park a car somewhere, you put a document somewhere, and you are going to meet that, you are going to see that car. The key of the car is in your hand, but you couldn't see the car. Your shoe is put somewhere. You've got to see the shoe. The shoe has been stolen. The document is somewhere. You've got to see the document. The document has been stolen. It's a sign that the breakthrough you are waiting for, the enemy had come aggressively against it also to attack you. And the seventh one is when you see a dark power, like a strong man, appearing before you and pressing you down as if it's about to suffocate you. It's also a sign that this particular breakthrough, this particular miracle, this particular success, this particular blessing has been attacked spiritually. But listen to me, though it has been attacked by the dreams you have seen, but that does not necessarily mean that it has been brought to the physical. Understand what I'm saying now. Get this spiritual understanding very clear, and this is the mystery. Though it has been attacked spiritually, but it has not come to physical realm. There is a space between the physical and the spiritual. If God could help you, if heaven could help you, that you could see that dream and you rise up at night and terminate it with aggressive prayer for about 30 minutes to 1 hour, it will never see the light of the day. Therefore, when you have any dream like this that has been wired to repeat you into failure, what you need to do is to rise up and destroy the root of that dream. You will quote this place. You will quote this scripture. Let me give you the scripture you quote. Number one, Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. There's no enchantment against Emmanuel, neither divination against Akiola. According to this time, it shall be said of Emmanuel and Akiola what God has done. I have put my name there. You put your name like that. You also quote another place, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. He has redeemed us from the curse of law. He has been made a curse for us. For curse is anyone that is hung on the tree. You also read Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. You also read Luke chapter 10, verse 19. You read all these places. You read Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17. These are strong places. You read Psalm number 2, verse 1 to the end. You read Psalm 121. You read Psalm 91. These are powerful psalms. Read Psalm 35. Read it aggressively. Read Psalm 27. Read Psalm 48, Psalm 46. Read them with aggression. Read them with power. Then read Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9 to 10. Read Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Very strong. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Read them very well. Read Isaiah 54, also verse 14. I shall be far from oppression. I shall not fear from terror. It shall not come near me. Read all these places and get hold of that dream. Terminate the dream. Read Isaiah chapter 10, verse 1. Woe unto anyone that has given you a particular prescription that is not of God. Terminate it. Cancel it. Nail it to the cross. And read last one, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They not run their God. They loved their life. They overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life unto death. Also, use the blood of Jesus to terminate it. You will say, blood of Jesus, terminate this dream. Blood of Jesus, scatter the dream. These are what you are going to do. When you do that, it will never make that thing to see the light of the day. Enough is enough to the affliction at the edge of breakthrough. Enough is enough to the repetition of failure. Enough is enough to every contention at the edge of miracle. Enough is enough for you to labor so much and they don't allow you to harvest it. It is time for you to get hold of the neck of the enemy and squeeze it and get your breakthrough. It is time for you to pray. Wherever you are, begin to confess your sin. Begin to tell the Lord to have mercy. Begin to tell the Lord, I'm here. Lord, have mercy upon me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I know some of you may need to take your time and listen to this broadcast very well. Listen to this particular one, because it's going to give you a light that you have never seen before. And the Lord is going to help you in Jesus' name. There are 7 prayer points you are going to pray. But before the prayer, get a bottle of oil, if you have it by your side, or a bottle of water, and let me pray on it. Heavenly Father, I decree that this bottle of oil shall be anointed and carry the power of the Holy Ghost. This bottle of oil shall receive fresh fire, and it shall become the power of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus shall enter into this oil. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, we are going to pray. This prayer we are going to pray now, you are going to pray with aggression. See, every evil power pursuing me with aggression, in the name of Jesus, every evil power pursuing me with aggression, there in the name of Jesus, every evil power pursuing me with aggression, there in the name of Jesus, every evil power pursuing me with aggression, there in the name of Jesus, every evil power pursuing me with aggression, there in the name of Jesus, every evil power pursuing me with aggression, there in Jesus' name we pray. Look at something is going on there. Thank you, Father. Say, family evil altars aborting my breakthroughs. Cast fire in the name of Jesus. Family evil altar aborting my breakthrough. Cast fire in the name of Jesus. Family evil altar aborting my breakthrough. Cast fire in the name of Jesus. Family evil altar aborting my breakthrough. Cast fire. Cast fire. Cast fire. Cast fire. Cast fire. Cast fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and drink a little. And if it's a bottle of water, drink a little. Talabo sakala barabo shakadakata. Lambroko sopi kukuzikra kasanda laburoko santa yabaraba. Yes. Say, I remove my name from the book of failure at the edge of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, I remove my name from the book of failure at the edge of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, I remove my name from the book of failure at the edge of breakthrough. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, strong man assigned to detain me in the prison yard of darkness. In the name of Jesus, strong man assigned to detain me in the prison yard of darkness. Die. In the name of Jesus, when you hear die, it means be useless. It means be arrested. It means be destroyed. It means be wasted. It means be non-effect. It means become completely eradicated. That is what I used to say when I say die. It means die, be no more. Any strong man assigned to detain me in the prison yard of darkness, in the name of Jesus, any strong man assigned to detain me in the prison yard of darkness, there, in the name of Jesus, any strong man assigned to detain me in the prison yard of darkness, there, in the name of Jesus, any strong man assigned to detain me in the prison yard of darkness, there, in Jesus' name we pray. That is wonderful. Say the key of my goodness in the hand of the enemy be released by fire in the name of Jesus. The key of my goodness in the hands of the enemy be released by fire. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your chest. Anoint your chest. Good. Say, oh God, my Father, deliver me from family evil altar in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from evil family altar in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from family evil altar in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from family evil altar in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from family evil altar in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from family evil altar in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from family evil altar in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your head. Thank you, Father. Look at something now. Every family covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Every family covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every family covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Every family covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, break in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now take the oil and put it on your belly button and shout it very well. Say, internal bondage. In the name of Jesus, internal bondage. There, in the name of Jesus, internal bondage. There, in the name of Jesus, I command internal bondage to die. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, bondage with my name. Break in the name of Jesus. Bondage with my name. Break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray your hands still on your belly button. Say, every placenta bondage arresting my breakthrough. Break in the name of Jesus. Every placenta bondage arresting my breakthrough. Break, 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 break my fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, the evil serpent pass into my life from my ancestors. That is aborting my joy. In the name of Jesus, the evil serpent pass into my life by my ancestor that is affecting my joy. In the name of Jesus, the evil serpent pass into my life by my ancestor that is aborting my joy. In the name of Jesus, the evil serpent pass into my life by my ancestor that is affecting my joy. In the name of Jesus, the evil serpent pass into my life by my ancestor that is aborting my joy. In Jesus' name we pray. I recommend this prayer I have prayed now to be prayed for 10 minutes by someone hearing me for 10 days. Please pray 10 minutes for 10 days. Just be praying it. Say, the evil serpent pass by my ancestor into my life that is aborting my joy. Die. Very important. May the Lord give us testimony in the name of Jesus. Anoint your hand. I decree that this hand shall be anointed. This hand shall receive breakthrough. This hand shall be empowered to make wealth in the name of Jesus Christ. I soak this hand in the blood of Jesus. I command this hand to receive power. Power to make it. Power to succeed. Power to excel. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your legs. I command your legs now to receive the anointing of dominion. Your legs shall take you to a place of success and a place of breakthrough. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Marka groko saparka zusum prakates. Ezipia arako sokoriekaya. I decree that from today, you will no longer go backward. You will move forward forever. You move forward in the name of Jesus. The arrow fire to bring you back to square one has gone back to the sender. The assignment of the enemy over your life has scattered. in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray today that the Lord will lift you high and the Lord will take you to the next level. The road to the next level has been opened. You will get there. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you want to pass information across to us, you can easily pass it to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Let me put it clearly, because like we are omitting there's omission of one number there. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Bring out your prayer request. Heavenly Father, I decree you have been answering our request and you have never failed. Answer this request by your power. Endorse this request from heaven and let there be breakthrough. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.